Hey, Love That Fam. Welcome once again to the year 2023. Let me appreciate y'all for your generous follow and listening throughout the year 2022. I'm truly honored to have you guys as part of family. To the newbies, I'm your girl Flo J. And you guys are so welcome to our Live It Up journey. You know, as we've come into the new year, there's a whole lot we may have encountered in the previous year. The setbacks, challenges, pitfalls, etc., etc. I'm not promising you that 2023 is going to be a smooth year. I mean, as a human being, as a living being, we face hurdles once in a while, you know. Setbacks, challenges, pitfalls can make us lose so much hope. But here is my encouragement. As we've moved into a new year, we are moving forward, you know, from 22 to 23. Let me read this verse to you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Yes, you may have had some rough patches, some rough hurdles, some high hurdles, some mountains and valleys that you needed to overcome last year. But don't let that cripple you. Don't lose hope for something you've been praying for. Don't lose hope for anything that you've been praying for. You just need to continue trusting in God and have faith that whatever I've asked God, whatever I've prayed for, will come to pass and I will receive it. We've entered a new year and let's just have our bygones be bygones. When we were crossing over into this year, I saw a lot of people putting out, cutting off people and stuff. And for me, I'm technically not literally going to cut people off, obviously. I mean, if I've cut you off, then I'm just probably falling out of our friendship because I felt maybe it's not going to benefit me anymore. Like, make conscious and intentional decisions when it comes to cutting people off is what I'm going to say. You can't just cut people off because, I mean, I know everyone's got their personal reasons for cutting off. But anyway, that's just by the way. You know, let's just let bygones be bygones and then start the year afresh. This year, you're going to have to build a new character. I'm not talking New Year's resolution because every year we grow, right? This is just all about growth. Every year we grow. And as we get older, we need to know who we are. We need to get to know what we are about, what we value. Yeah. And building your character is part of the growth. You need to make some self-care priorities. I'm not talking necessarily going to do your manicures and pedicure, but I'm talking about taking care of yourself, watching what you eat, watching what you drink, watching the kind of people you hang around with, watching the places you go to, things that are not good for you health-wise, that's mentally, emotionally, and physically, things that are not good for you financially, you know, all this is self-care. You need to work on your flaws. For me, I've noticed that I had a lot of flaws even in the year 2022. And some old habits that just need to die. Honestly, they die hard, but they just need to go. You know, this year, just develop yourself, become productive, have a productive routine. Obviously, you can't go 90 days and stop, but try maybe 2 days, a week, 5 days, you know, just to challenge yourself to become productive and train yourself to be disciplined and self-controlled. If you follow through all this, and not necessarily you picking up or attaining your New Year's resolution, but you becoming a better you, set new targets and discipline yourself enough to follow it. As I said, don't just make targets that are not feasible. Maybe say, okay, this is January, the first week of January, I want to be able to do 1, 2, 3, and try to do a follow through with it. Discipline yourself to do it. Trust me, towards the latter part of the year, I was really struggling with procrastination, laziness, and I was just not productive. And these are habits I really need to change. Like today, I had to force myself to wake up out of bed to get ready. Obviously, we had to go to work. Work didn't come on. I had to do something productive, but I saw I was tired, so I needed to rest. Unless you see that you need to rest, don't give up to just rest. Do something productive. This year, I want us to say to ourselves, as we started we're about to end even the first week of the new year. I want you to say to yourself every morning that you go, you wake up, that I'm growing. It may be physical growth, it may be mental growth, it may be spiritual growth, or it may be financial growth. And I refuse to sit in my last year's woes and my last year's sorrows and my last year's setbacks. I am moving forward and I am going for greatness. That's what I want you to tell yourself every morning. And that everything is possible through Christ who strengthens us. That is also something I want you to meditate on day and night. So in order for us to just sail through and grow, let's just trust in God, because He makes all things beautiful in His own timing. This year, trust in God's timing and not yours. Because last year, I had a lot of things rushed. Trust me, I'm here to just tell you my live it up journey. I had a lot of things rushed. And here is a year that I decided to enter quietly. And not as loud as I did in all the previous years. Just because I want to have God's timing on my side, you get? Yeah, so anyway, that's just it for today. Sorry, I have a little nasal congestion. That's just it for today. Stay tuned for more episodes this year. From your girl, Flo J. Stay blessed and remember to live it up. Guys, communicate with me on social media platforms. I'll be really happy if we do so. Till another episode, take care of yourselves. Love you guys. Peace. Yeah.